So you know something's off when your peace is called abuse. You know something's off when you hold somebody accountable and it's called abuse. You know something's off when your stoic response, because they're upset and you're just sitting there stoic, they call that abuse. You know that something's off when your agape love, your unconditional agape love, is reciprocated with hate. You know something's off when they say they love you, but they have no duty of care. They have no duty of care. What does that mean? Well, if somebody says they love you, you kind of expect them to help you out on some stuff, you know? Be a support system for you. They love you only because they want you to support them. They want you to believe that. They're not supporting you, but they want you supporting them. We've got an upside down society in some people. Some people have learned the bizarro world. You got Superman's world, and then you got bizarro world, upside down world, reverse. And it's so bizarre that it's hard to believe people still in that paradigm. That paradigm, that Wile E. Coyote paradigm, that Kane paradigm has gone. The low frequency paradigms have gone away. The narcissistic paradigm has got to go. The people who have no self-awareness, that's got to go. What are you thinking right now? Pay attention to your thoughts. What were you thinking yesterday? What were you thinking an hour ago? What were you talking about an hour ago? People forget what they said. They don't even remember what they said, much less what they thought. It's gotten so bad. The divide is so bad. The ones who are awake and aware and sentient versus the ones who are just going around a circuit in the old paradigm. They're running on a program, the flesh mind. Me, 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 selfish, self, selfish, take, 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 never give, all about me, 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 me. Nobody else matters but me. You're here to serve me. I don't want to serve you. I want you to serve me. That paradigm is old. Old news, people. Old news. Turn the music on and become a zombie. Doom scroll, become a zombie. That's old news. That's the old world, the old paradigm. The new paradigm is cut the noise off and contemplate on stuff. The new paradigm is cut the noise off and meditate on some stuff. The new paradigm is cut the noise off and look in the mirror. The new paradigm is get rid of entertainment, which is of the world, trying to just brainwash you to what they want you to think, and create your own entertainment with your thoughts. Go build something. Go clean something. Go do something. Take your thoughts captive. The old paradigm is just go with the flow and do what everybody else is doing. The new paradigm is bring your thoughts captive and go against the herd mentality. The herd mentality will make you unhappy, really. They will take you to hell, and it will not be joy and fun and happiness. It's not going to be happy. Because the herd mentality is the Jerry Springer. Eventually it leads to that. If you're in your house and you're not able to dwell in peace and have normal, healthy conversations and call a timeout and take a boundary and take, okay, so we disagree. Let's take a minute and see why we disagree and come back. Take a minute, come back later and figure it out. If you have to fight and argue, look, if you're fighting and arguing. You know what that says about you? You feel distant from the other person. You want to have communication. You want communion. But the reason you're screaming and yelling is because you feel like they're not there. They're far away. They can't hear you. But if you calm down and talk very smooth and nice and kind, maybe they can hear you. Maybe you're putting them on the defense. Or maybe they hear you and they're trying to let you see yourself for what you are. They're being quiet and letting you dig your own grave so you can actually wake up to what you're doing and show you that it's not them, it's you. You got one finger pointing and three fingers pointing back. The real problem is you don't have your identity. I've said it 1,000 times. An addiction is ADDI, divided mind. If you have your identity in Christ, all addictions are destroyed. Because you change the ADDI to ADID, identity. And there you go. All addictions destroyed when you get your identity in Jesus alone. Not your identity in what you think or the world, the culture you're in, or your mom or your daddy or your blood or whoever, or what the corporate system says about you. Like, you can be working at a job and people think they know you, and they don't. They don't know you. They don't know you. They don't know you. They don't know you. They might know one aspect of you. And a lot of times your spouse might not even know you. They know what certain aspects of you, but for a person to really know you, they need to go to your job, see how you act on the job, see how you act in public, see how you act at church, or see how you act around strangers, grocery store, and all that. They need to be around you to see how you respond in certain situations. There is a new way of living. There is a new way. But if you want to live in the old paradigm and the old ways and be miserable and upset, and mad, bitter, why do you want to live in bitterness? Why not live in joy and peace? Why not live and let live? Why not live and let live and let the other person be who they want to be? Why are you trying to hide who you are? You know, a lot of people do that. They put on a fake face. The narcissists do that. Think about the narcissists. They're always trying to put an image on, a fake image, and they think people don't see through it. Here's what the narcissists do. Well, I have to be somebody else because people don't like me the way I am. I was married to somebody like that. I'll never forget that. She says, why do people just like you? I said, because I'm genuine. I'm just myself. Just be yourself. Maybe they don't have a self. You have to get your identity in Jesus. I was married to another one. She shape-shifted whoever she was with. And I didn't even recognize her. Why not be the same all the time? I just made a video about sometimes you have to shapeshift when you're going around people trying to win their soul and talk on their level. I don't mean change who you are, but talk on their level. You might have to shapeshift just to talk so they can hear you, because you're spiritual and they're natural, and you might have to come back to the natural conversation and just talk to them on a natural plane. But you're still yourself. You're still being yourself. Sometimes I'll say something like, yeah, I'm going back to the crib. I'm still myself, but I'm changing my conversation to match who I'm talking to. If I need to. But people try to change their identity to fit in. Fit in for what? Those people don't think about you. Those people don't care about you. Who are you trying to fit in with? They don't care about you. They don't. You're not impressing them. They don't even think about you. Once you walk away, they got their own stuff going on. They got their own world. Well, who are you trying to impress? Why does it matter? Nobody really believes half the stuff. If you're the kind of person that wants to be seen and impress people, most people see through that and they really don't believe anything you're saying. I hate to tell you that. I hate to burst you in a bubble. I hate to burst your bubble. I'm sorry. But people don't think about you. Even if you said all the right things, I mean, think about it. You don't think about the Hollywood stars. You might see them on a video, and then you scroll somewhere else. You forget about them. You don't think about them in your daily life. They don't think about you. You're not the center of the world, center of attention. I hate to burst your bubble, but nobody's thinking about you. Nobody's thinking about you. And if you're a narcissist and you heard that, it upsets you. It might destroy your whole world, but nobody remembers half of what you said. You walk away, they don't even remember what you said. And a week later, they don't even remember what you did. You do some kind of virtue signaling. It might be give somebody some money. A week later, they didn't forget about that. They don't care. Any kind of virtue signaling, it don't last. You have to keep doing it. Keep, you know, you want to look like you're some kind of pious person. But so I'm over here. I'm looking at the hologram. So I'm looking over here. They're boxing up the tent for that circus. It says Universal, Soul, CAT, Red Box. Some campers, some plastic containers, some containers for holding water, a generator, an air conditioner on a transfer truck. It's all fractal, people. What's happening here is happening everywhere. And if you think about it, it really makes sense because the human condition is the same. You're worried about some heat, or you're worried about some air conditioning, or you're worried about eating your food, or you're worried about cleaning your house, or you're worried about taking a nap, or you're worried about whatever. It's the same fractal. Everybody has the same amount of time in one day. The same amount of time in one day. A porta potty over here. Gainey. On a transfer truck. On the one hand, life needs to be about you and you need to take care of your business. On the other hand, life doesn't revolve around you. It does in a way, and if you take care of your own stuff and your own business and your own responsibilities, then it does help the community because you're creating a pattern of stability and all that. And then here's another thing when I first started. Why does my stability make you mad? Why do you want to destroy my stability? Who are you? Back to what I was saying. Why does my peace get a response of abuse? Why holding somebody accountable? Why is my peace called abuse? Why is my holding somebody accountable called abuse? Why is my stoic response called abuse? Why is my love, giving love and concern for somebody called hate or reversed with hate? Why does somebody who says they love you doesn't do their duty of care? It doesn't. If X plus Y is equal to Z, something ain't adding up. Something ain't adding up. Something ain't adding up. Why is my stability trying to be destroyed by somebody or a group of people? What are y'all, demons? Yeah. Why would a group of people hire somebody to try to put somebody under abuse and get them to accept that abuse with a fake name of love on it? Why would somebody try to get you to accept abuse and reverse reality and try to make you look like the abuser when they are, and to get you to accept the abuse? What's that about? What is that about? What is that about? That's a demon. That's a devil. That's a psyop. That's a cult. That's a satanic cult. For real. Not even joking, people. Only Satan would do something like that. Only Satan would do something like that. That's such a bizarro land, reverse reality. That either is a paid agent or somebody who's in a coven, who's playing games, and they really wanted to cause a response to make you look bad, to try to destroy you. And the more you step away from it, the more you realize what it is. If your peace upsets them, and they call your peace, when you're being peaceful, they call it abuse. When you hold somebody accountable for their abuse, then they call that abuse. When your stoic response, because you're trying to de-escalate something, they call that abuse. When you show love and you get reversed hate, then they call that abuse. And then they say they love you and they show no care, no duty of care, and it's the opposite of care. That's mental mind games. That's MK Ultra mind control times 10. They know what they're doing. They're playing games. And it's a mind game. And they don't stop because they think it's funny. It's psychopathic. And they've lived this way for so long that they can't stop. Or they have sold their soul to the devil and they have to do what the coven tells them to do. And it's a psyop that really is designed to steal, kill, and destroy. They can say it ain't, but it is, because everything that they're doing is the opposite of truth and righteousness and peace. Like I say, if they hate your peace and want to destroy your peace, that's Antichrist, because God is a God of peace. And if you can't see it, whoever's listening, whoever might be doing that, whoever might be confused, they might be so confused, the devil's got them so mixed up, they might believe those lies. And if you're listening, whoever you are, and you're taking what's good and holy and righteous and healthy, and you're taking and calling it evil, you are in bizarro land, delusion land, and illusions. If you're taking what is good and right and peaceful, and you're flipping it, all because you have a plan that is not coming to pass the way you want it, and so it's manipulation, it's witchcraft, and you want your will, your way, and you've decided that you're going to be hell-bent on getting what you want, even if it's anti-truth, anti-Bible, and anti-Christ. That is the devil. That is a satanic cult. And that's not a joke.